This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Government talk teams calls no cable car group for dialogue again with condition of work suspension in Pathipara. Nepal witnesses only 14.3% of normal winter rainfall this year due to climate change. Officials from Nepal and China discuss ways to facilitate trade, and Ukrainian President Zelensky offers to resign in exchange for Ukraine's NATO membership. Now the news in detail. The government-formed talk team has once again called on the protesting group which opposes the Pathipara cable car project in Taplejung for dialogue. The team, led by Coordinator Prem Prasad Bhattrai, asked the agitating group to sit for dialogue, saying the work on the project will be suspended for the time being. Bhattrai clarified that the government is seeking dialogue to address the social, religious and cultural concerns raised by the group. However, the protesters have insisted on a ministerial level committee rejecting the current Bhattrai-led team, claiming it cannot meet their demands. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arthur Rana Deoba had a meeting with Iganzio Cassis, head of the Federal Department of Foreign Affairs of Switzerland, on the sidelines of the 58th regular session of the Human Rights Council in Geneva today. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, they exchanged views to enhance mutual cooperation between the two countries. Likewise, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Azuran Nadeuba held a bilateral meeting with Azerbaijan's Deputy Foreign Minister Elnar Mamadov in Geneva today on the sidelines of the session of the UN Human Rights Council. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana stated that both countries would continue raising common concerns about climate impacts in developing countries. Minister Dr. Rana also extended an invitation to Azerbaijan to participate in the Sagarmatha Sambad, a climate-related dialogue to be hosted by Nepal in May this year. As winter draws to a close, Nepal has experienced an unusual lack of rain this year, with many regions receiving only light showers or, in some cases, almost no rain at all. This deviation from typical weather patterns has raised concerns about the potential impacts on various sectors across the country. Arjun Sapkota talks to Bibhuti Pokhrel, the spokesperson for the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, on this matter.
This year, Nepal has seen little to no winter rainfall in many parts of the country, which is quite unusual. Could you tell us the reason behind this lack of winter precipitation?
As far as this winter is concerned, only 14.3% of normal rainfall we are experiencing throughout the country. So this is very less, and it's a type of extreme drought in the country. As far as climate change is concerned, because of climate change, we won't have less rainfall, but it triggers like what we are experiencing. If it is a drought, then we will be experiencing extreme type of drought. So climate change has been playing a great role in extreme type of events, whatever we have, either it is less rainfall or high temperature or anything else or extreme precipitation. So their climate change plays a significant role. It triggers it and make it a very rare type of incident or very extreme type of case.
Has the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology carried out any particular research on the impact of climate change on current weather patterns?
Exactly. There are research, not only from BHM, but other, you know, researchers also. They have, well, it's not significant amount or there are not lots of research, but whatever we found from our research is climate change is globally affecting all people, and it's also affecting Nepal also. As far as our precipitation or temperature is concerned, we have also published annual report in our website. So we can see that extreme events, these are increasing, either it's heat wave or extreme precipitation. So this climate change has increased the extreme events.
Well, what are the potential impacts of lack of winter rainfall, particularly on agriculture, the environment and public health in Nepal?
Seasonal prediction for winter, we have also indicated some of the major sectors like agriculture, health, water resources. In agriculture, we can say that below normal rainfall or less rainfall, it may reduce water availability for irrigation in rainforest agriculture regions. And if we talk about the winter, then it will impact wheat crop. And as far as health is concerned, warm and drier weather like we have experienced, it will contribute to the stagnant air conditions and it will intensify smog. And it also respiratory illness, which we have seen in our case, as far as in water resources concerned, then the below normal rainfall may affect reservoir levels. Water management authorities, they have to be prepared. We have indicated these things earlier in our seasonal prediction also, how it may impact different sectors.
That was a brief conversation with Bibhuti Pokhrel, the spokesperson for the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, regarding the lack of winter rainfall in Nepal. Officials from Nepal and China have met today in Lhasa of China to discuss ways to boost trade and strengthen bilateral relations. The meeting was held between Chen Zheng, Director General of the Commerce Department of Xinjiang Autonomous Region of China, and Lakshmi Prasad Nirola, Nepal's Consul General in Lhasa. They covered a range of topics including trade, commerce, transit, and upcoming trade fairs. Both sides agreed to further enhance trade, resolve checkpoints issues, improve infrastructure, and explore opportunities to export Nepal's agricultural products to China. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ कि छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415
मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has expressed support for the proposal to amend the Working Journalist Act, aiming to align it with changing times. Speaking at a multi-stakeholder interaction today, organized by the Minimum Wages Fixation Committee, Minister Gurung assured full government cooperation to address the challenges faced by the committee in supporting working journalists. Regarding the bill to regulate social media platforms, Minister Gurung emphasized its necessity to ensure the responsible operation of social media. On the occasion, Radhika Arial, Secretary of the Ministry, Nirmala Sharma, Chair of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, and Dr. Mahendra Bista, Chair of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, voiced support for the committee's efforts to amend the Act and provide additional resources. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has voiced readiness on Sunday to step down in exchange for peace in Ukraine and the country's NATO membership. According to Xinhua News Agency, President Zelensky in a press conference said, "If there is peace for Ukraine and if his resignation was really necessary, he would exchange it for NATO if such conditions are proposed immediately." President Zelensky added that Kyiv is seeking alternative security guarantees, including the EU membership for economic security guarantees and the external financing of the 800,000 strong Ukrainian army if Ukraine is not admitted to NATO. UN Chief Antonio Guterres has voiced alarm on Monday at rising violence by Israeli settlers in the West Bank and calls for annexation after Israel announced expanded military operations in the occupied Palestinian territory. According to AFP news agency, Israel on Sunday said its troops would remain for many months in refugee camps in the occupied West Bank. Tens of thousands of Palestinians living there have been displaced by an intensifying military operation. The UN chief at the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva said he was gravely concerned by the rising violence in the occupied West Bank by Israeli settlers and other violations, as well as calls for annexation. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair in Madhes, Lumini and Karnali provinces. The weather will remain partly cloudy with chances of light snowfall at few places in the hilly region of the country. However, it will be mainly fair in the hilly region of Sudurpashchim province. The mountainous region in Koshi and Gandaki provinces will witness partly cloudy weather with a possibility of light snowfall at one or two places, while mountainous regions in Bagmati will remain partly cloudy, and it will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in Sudurpashchim province. The Tarai region of the country will see mainly fair weather. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government talk team calls no cable car crew for dialogue again with condition of work suspension in Pathibara. Nepal witnesses only 14.3% of normal winter rainfall this year due to climate change. Officials from Nepal and China discuss ways to facilitate trade, and Ukrainian President Zelensky offers to resign in exchange for Ukraine's NATO membership. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.